She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Well, Ariana Grande is off the market. She's dating real estate agent Dalton Gomez. Now, the couple, they have been quarantining together, and you can see them together on her IG story. His Instagram account is private, so no, we cannot stalk this guy. But Dalton Gomez is part of the Aaron Kinman Group, which focuses on luxury real estate listings. Currently, he's representing a Malibu, California home that's asking nearly $11 million, so you know he's making crazy money. He's previously represented a mansion and estates that have sold in a range from $5 million to $12 million. Now, prior to dating him, she dated Social House's Mikey Foster, who collaborated with her on the singles Boyfriend, Thank You, Next, and of course, Seven Rings. And before that, Ariana Grande was dating SNL star Pete Davidson. You can check out the full list of her exes. We have it up for you, hot937.com. And Bill Cosby's lawyers are filing a motion to get him released from his Pennsylvania jail and put on house arrest after reports that at least one prison officer has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Bill Cosby, who is 82 years old, is serving 3 to 10 years at SCI Phoenix in Montgomery County. And his attorneys, they're preparing to file a petition at the Pennsylvania Superior Court in the next few days, asking for him to be moved to house arrest. Now, he still has a 9,000 square foot mansion in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, where he had lived under house arrest with his wife, Camille, after he was found guilty of sexual assault in 2018, and I'm not sure Camille really wants him back in the house, but that might possibly happen. I know she finds out he's coming home. She's going to be like, what? Jussie Smollett joked that he was on quarantine day 421 during the coronavirus pandemic. He's awaiting trial for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself last year. Now, he shared a video today of himself singing and playing the Stevie Wonder song, A Place in the Sun, on the piano. And he said, it's quarantine day 421. Hope y'all are staying safe. Spread love and kindness, not Rona. Now, Jussie Smollett pleaded not guilty last month to charges of disorderly conduct and was released on a $20,000 bond. He told police that he was beaten and doused with bleach last January in a racist and homophobic hate crime, but investigators later claimed that he made it up to advance his career. Of course, that didn't work out too well. You can check out that full story and that clip, hot937.com.